Open your Bibles this morning, if you would, to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18 is just chock full of amazing things that God did through this prophet, Elijah. God used Elijah in an amazing way, and his life and times just, I think, should get any Christian excited whenever they start to read. This is what God did through just a regular guy. Elijah was just a regular guy. He had his ups and downs. Scripture tells us that he had his ups and downs, but yet God was able to use him in an amazing way. This morning, before we get started in the Word, you know, the Bible makes reference many times. It says, let him who has ears, let him hear. And what that tells me is that some of us can have ears and not hear. Amen? Husbands? Okay, enough said. All right, so you understand what I'm saying. This morning, I really believe the Lord has a word for this congregation, and I don't want to exclude anyone. And I really believe that before we ever even start this, we need to pray that God would give us ears to hear this morning. Because I'm going to just be very frank with you. I've left church before on a Sunday morning, and whenever I got to the car, I didn't remember what was preached. Anybody there besides me? And so this morning, I really want us to at least make it to the parking lot knowing what has been preached. So this morning, while I pray up here, because I really need to hear this word as well. I'm not preaching this just to y'all. I'm preaching this for me. And so while I pray, would you pray and just ask the Lord, Lord, give me ears to hear this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you. And Lord, that's what we need, Lord. We need our ears to our minds, the ears to our heart to be open so that we might hear what you're trying to communicate to us this morning. Lord, we know that the enemy he's running every kind of play he can possibly run against us this morning, Lord God, to keep our minds, Lord God, trapped where it is. But Father, I pray, Lord, that you would give us ears to hear. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God loose in this place. Let this word be anointed as it comes forth. And Father, may it be anointed as it goes into us, Father, because Lord, this is what I pray. I pray that this word will eternally change our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. So let me kind of set the stage here for 1 Kings chapter 18. It's full of all kinds of amazing stories, but the one thing that I kind of want to bring to your attention is that the land that Elijah was living in has been underneath a complete famine. I mean, people are starving to death. Animals have starved to death. There's no green grass anywhere. I mean, the famine is severe and has lasted for about 3.5 years. And so, I mean, the reason that they have a famine is because God sent it on the land. There's some really bad people on the throne, and God is doing God's doing what God does best. He's getting their attention. And so I want to skip all the way down to 1 Kings chapter 18, start reading in verse number 41. So this basically is the end of the famine. It's coming to pass. It says, then Elijah said to Ahab. Ahab was the king. They're having a little conversation. He says, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground, and he put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and he looked and said, there is nothing. And 7 times he said, go again. Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. The terminology that I want us today to kind of concentrate is this. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Okay? This is what Elijah's saying. He said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. That means that Elijah's ear has picked up a signal, if you would, in the airwaves. I mean, if I say I heard something, I don't know if y'all heard this or not. This morning during the worship service, did y'all hear that little buzzing sound? I heard it, and then it would go away, and I heard it. And I'm looking at Corey thinking, well, what was that about? We don't know, but we'll figure it out. I heard it. Something in the airwaves penetrated into my ear, and I heard it. Now, I want to make sure we understand this. Elijah is speaking not of some vibration that comes through the ear, but some vibration that comes through the spirit. Now, sound is vibrations. Your ear picks up these vibrations. Something's coming in. But now Elijah, whenever he says, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain, he's not actually hearing this rain yet with his ears. He's hearing it with his spirit. Amen? But I got to tell you something. Whenever you begin to hear it with your spirit, it's as good as if it's raining. Are y'all there? Okay? So now, he may not have been able to see it. He may not have been able to touch it. He didn't feel it. But the rain was on its way. He told Ahab, he said, hey, I hear rain coming. I hear not only rain coming, but I hear the abundance of rain. And so this morning, I got to ask, how did he know this? I mean, how do I know things are coming my way? Because it's getting louder and it's getting louder all the time. Because you see, the closer that the rain gets to you, the louder that you're going to be able to hear it. It's just like a train whenever it's coming down the railroad tracks. You're gonna feel the vibrations. You may even hear the sounds before you ever see the train. Whenever large hail, I can remember one time in particular in New Mexico, I just bought a brand new pickup. It was a brand new pickup. I was at my brother's house, and all of a sudden, you know, they were predicting hail, and the alerts are going off and everything. And I walked outside, and I kid you not, a couple hundred yards down the road from me, I heard the hail. It was ripping through tree branches and tree leaves and hitting the ground. And I'm like going, it's coming this way. And I thought to myself, I should go out and move my pickup, but there was no place to move it. And so I went in the house, and man, you could hear the hail going. It was hail that was the size of a watermelon, it seemed. I heard it before it ever arrived. There's things that happened all through the Bible that men and women heard what God was going to do before it ever arrived. Whenever there was 120 men and women gathered in the upper room, they were waiting on this promise of power. The Bible says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. There was no wind. There was just a sound. They heard it. And it filled the house where they were sitting. There was a sound. The sound was this indication that something was coming. Suddenly tongues of fire appeared to each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I hear the sound is what Elijah said. He says, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Elijah spoke these words in a place and a time where there hadn't been one drop of rain for 3.5 years. Now think about this. I hear the sound of this abundance of rain. 3.5 years have been a total drought. So what did it mean? What did it mean for rain to come to this parched, dry place? It meant life. It meant recovery. It meant restoration. That the rivers were going to run again. That the fish would be caught again. That the crops would grow again. There would be joy where there has been sorrow. There would be laughter where there has been weeping. You see, this wasn't just rain coming. There was so much more than rain. Now, most of us in this place, we live in the South, and we don't understand what it's like to go for months and months and months without rain. But I grew up in New Mexico. People around here use umbrellas. We never used an umbrella in New Mexico. If it rained, you wanted to get out in it because your skin was so dry. You need a little moisture. But it meant something whenever Elijah said, there's going to be an abundance of rain. It's getting ready to rain. The rain is on its way. I hear it. I hear it with my spirit, this abundance of rain that's coming. That may not mean anything to some of us, but for some of us that are listening today, I believe it means everything. Because this morning, I believe that many of you are already beginning to make this spiritual thing happen in your life. You understand that the power and the Word of God has been spoken to you, and you've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been believing. And I will tell you this, I believe the abundance of rain is coming. This morning we sang a song about revival. Let it come. Come on, let revival come. I've been praying for a revival from this church whenever I walked in the door. I'm believing for revival. I'm believing for there be no room in the house. Are y'all there with me? I'm believing that our ushers and greeters are absolutely going to be in chaos on Sunday mornings because there's no place for people to sit. The abundance of rain. You see, this means something to me. It means there's recovery. There's restoration. It means that the house of God is going to be full. Amen. It's on the way. That's what Elijah said. He said, King Ahab, it's on the way. You better go up and eat. It's on the way. It's on the way. Come on, listen to me, people. You've been sitting, you've been waiting, you've been believing, and it's on the way. The abundance of rain. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Help is on the way. The answer's on the way. The breakthrough is on the way. There's just something so powerful about knowing that it's on its way. Are y'all there? There's been times whenever through the years I've just sat down and I've pretty much given up. I just said, man, it ain't happening. It's just not going to happen. God can't hear me. He hasn't heard me. Even if He has heard me, maybe He's not going to answer this prayer. But this morning, I got to tell you that there's something beginning to kindle on the inside of me, in my spirit. And this is what I will tell you. As far as it is for J.D. Watson, it's on its way. It's on its way this morning. And there's something powerful about that. Just walk around knowing that it's on His way. That kind of puts the fire back in you. It kind of puts something in your belly that says, I can fight for another day. I can keep going. It gives you the strength to hold on to. I don't know who this morning that I'm talking to, but you've prayed, you've fasted, you've cried, you've confessed the Word, all these natural things that have taken place. Nothing has changed. But folks, I got to tell you, many times it's even gotten worse with my wife's disease. Incrementally, MS just takes its toll on a daily basis. I've seen it just take its toll. But I got to tell you, even though it's gotten worse, I know it's on its way. You know, whenever rain comes, it changes the atmosphere. Have you ever noticed that? Changes the way things smell, things look. After a rain, man, it's awesome. Especially whenever you see all that yellow pollen going down the drain. Folks, the atmosphere is changing spiritually in our lives right this moment. It's changing. The rain is coming. The restoration is coming. The healing is coming. The peace is coming. The joy is coming. I hear the sound. That's what Elijah said. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I don't see any evidence. I don't see any sign, but I hear it. The sound is the sign. Because the Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. You see, there's a sound. The word sound does not just mean a noise or a racket. Let me tell you what the word sound means here. It means proclamation. How many times can you read through this word without finding a place where the Lord proclaims something to us? This is what he proclaims in Peter. He says, by His stripes we are healed. That's a proclamation. That's the sound that God makes. It's a decree in the spirit realm. But you got to pick it up in the spirit. This is the victory that overcomes the world. The Bible says it's our faith. Our faith needs to go up another level. Because I got to tell you, and personally, there's been times whenever my faith has suffered and suffered violently. Discouragement and disappointment comes my way and my faith wanes. But I'm telling you, the Word of God says to any issue, any problem, anything that you're going through, God says, I will do this if you will believe me for it. See, I think somebody that's been struggling through the wilderness of just not enough, just barely getting by, I believe that there's going to be an overflow in your life. And man, I like overflow. I don't like to just barely have enough. I'm one that whenever I cook, I don't just measure out half cup portions for everybody. Well, there's eight people coming, so that's a half a cup per person. That's how many ever cups that equals. I want to have enough. Are y'all there with me? I don't want anybody going home hungry. Yesterday, whenever we had men's breakfast, man, we had enough. I had too much, actually. But I ate it anyway. I didn't want to make the cook feel bad. I was the cook. So anyway, some of y'all will get that here in a moment. See, this morning, I think in the spiritual realm that we as individuals can actually have a change of address without having to move anywhere. See, right now, you may be on the wrong side of town, spiritually speaking. Things may not be going your way. Things may have just crumbled around you, but some of that stuff that hindered you, some of that stuff that used to pull you down, after this service, I believe that it's not going to bother you anymore because you're going to have a change of address. You're not going to be living in the same neighborhood anymore because this is what I will repeat to you over and over during the course of this sermon. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. So what's the rain to you? Because the rain during Elijah's day was, man, people are saying, man, now we're going to have water. We're going to have crops. We're going to have fish in the rivers. That's what it meant to them. The rain is God's power visiting on our lives in whatever area or areas there is drought, there is lack, there is broken, there is empty. Are y'all there? That's what the rain is today. Because I'll be honest with you. I don't think that Western North Carolina or Northern Georgia has to have rain right now. I mean, I don't think we're in a drought right now, but I will tell you spiritually speaking that there are church after church after church right now that are experiencing spiritual drought. They're experiencing lack. They're experiencing brokenness and emptiness. But the rain that God is going to send, He's taking every plan, every plot, every scheme, every weapon that the devil has launched against us, and He is turning it around. You see, that's what I believe this rain is all about. I believe the simplest definition of all is just answered prayer. That's what this is. It's, man, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. What I hear is I hear answered prayer coming to pass. I hear being able to come into this place on a Sunday morning and tell you, let me tell you what God did for me today, because He answered prayer for me last week. He answered on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday. You see, that's the simplest definition, is that it's just answered prayer. God's going to turn it around. God's going to make it rain. The rain was on its way, but there was work to be done. Ahab went kind of to goof off, have a picnic, and Elijah went to pray. Seriously, that's what he did. I mean, Ahab's up there eating drumsticks and potato salad, and Elijah goes back and he prays. The Bible says that literally he knelt down, put his head between his knees, and he began to pray. E.M. Bounds, one of the greatest men of prayer that's ever lived, said this about prayer. He said, God does nothing except in answer to prayer. Listen to that. God does nothing except in answer to prayer. So if these things seem to be stagnant around your life, they seem not to be moving, this is the one thing you better do right now, and you better do it quick, is you better check your prayer temperature. A lot of times we bellyache and moan about God never doing anything for us, but I got to be honest with you, many times it's because we don't ever pray, we don't ever ask. Jesus said this Himself. He said, you have not because you ask not. And folks, I got to tell you something. We need to take a play out of the playbook of my middle son, because I tell you, the reason he got what he used to get whenever he was a kid is because he asked and 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 asked. Until finally, I was like the unrighteous judge in the New Testament story of the widow and the judge. I just said, man, Renee, he's going to wear us out. We're going to our grave early if we don't answer what he's trying to get us to do. Now, I did have one son that he came and asked, and if we told him no, he went on. But our second one wasn't like that. Scripturally, we need to take a play out of his book. Because we need to ask. You see, for every miracle, for every breakthrough, for every prodigal who comes home, every son or daughter who's delivered from drugs or perversion, somebody has to pray. Many times I get to feeling bad because it seems like on Mondays when we come to pray, I ask for the same things over and over again. I said, will you pray with me about this? Will you pray with me about this? I'm asking for the same thing over and over because I believe prayer changes things. I believe somebody has to pray. You see, Elijah got down on his knees and he began to labor in prayer for what he had heard in the Spirit. He heard the sound of the abundance of rain. He sent his servant out to look towards the sea for an answer. He said, I want you to go look out towards the sea because I heard the sound of the abundance of rain. Now, this morning as we look at this scripture, I want to just kind of compare the sea in Elijah's day to the Word of God today. You have to get your eyes on the Word. His servant returns and he says, hey, I looked, but I didn't see any evidence of an answer to your prayer. I mean, that's basically what he said. There ain't nothing out there, Elijah. But Elijah just keeps on praying. He keeps on sending his servant back to the sea. And while the servant is running, Elijah is praying. You just have to keep on praying. Whenever you have this word from the Word, whenever you have this word from God that's in your spirit, you just have to keep on praying. I can remember early on whenever Renee was diagnosed with MS, it scared the liver out of me. I mean, I did a little bit of research, found out what the disease was all about because I knew very little about it, and it just scared me. I thought, oh my goodness, can't be. And I mean, man, I was on my knees before God. And this is what God spoke to me many, many years ago within the first 6 months of her disease. He said, you will not lose your wife. She will live through this. He said, you'll have her. Now, I thought God was going to heal her in the next 6 or 8 minutes. But unfortunately, that hasn't happened, and we're still hanging on to that word. You see, I went to the sea and I looked because I heard the sound of the abundance of rain. God says, I'm going to heal your wife. She's going to grow old with you. She's going to take care of you in your old age. You see, I got this word that's in my ears. I heard the sound of the abundance of rain. I mean, for heaven's sake, Daniel was 20 days without no evidence whatsoever. Not only praying, but he was fasting and praying. 20 days solid. But on the 21st day, breakthrough came. 20 days, nothing. And then Michael, the warring angel, man, I'd like to meet Michael, man. He must be, I'm telling you, man, he's got muscles. He steps in, Gabriel's trying to get a message through. There's a battle between Michael and the people the demons that were opposing him. And Michael just kicks their teeth down their stinking throat and never mind, I'm getting excited. See, this is what I'm believing. I'm believing God's going to do whatever it takes to get it to us, but we just got to be a people who don't quit. We got to be a people that in our spirits, we hear the abundance, the sound of the abundance of rain. We got to keep on praying. We got to keep on praising. We got to keep on confessing. We got to keep on sowing. We got to keep on singing. We got to keep on keeping on. Are y'all there with me? It's one of the things that I believe. I think too often we allow the devil to see us sweat. It may not be in a room like this because, oh, you know, we're all super Christians, right? And so, you know, bless God, I'm believing, but man, whenever we're on our own sometimes and the spirit of fear just gets a hold of us, I mean, we're like little kids crawled up in a corner in a fetal position and we're thinking, oh, but folks, I got to tell you, we don't need to allow the devil to see us sweat. We need to walk around with a spirit of confidence on our lives. Let me just make sure we get this. Delay is not denial. Just kind of one of those free things I want to throw in there. Delay is not denial. Because there's been times I've thought to myself, well, maybe God's just not going to do this. I've been praying, I've been believing, and you know, it hasn't happened yet. So maybe this is one of those prayers where he's answering no. Well, Abraham was delayed 25 years, but he wasn't denied. Joseph was delayed about 15 years, but he wasn't denied. Lazarus was delayed 4 days, but he wasn't denied. In Habakkuk 2:3, it says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and I will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." In Numbers 23:19, it says, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he will do it. And if he has spoken it, he will bring it to pass." We've got to get a hold of these scriptures and say, listen, this is why I am hearing today the sound of the abundance of rain. See, every time that you and I pray, we are putting pressure on the spiritual realm. Think about this for a minute. We're putting pressure on the spiritual realm. We are filling with expectancy clouds that are bringing our answer. Every time we pray, we're doing that. And I've prayed a whole lot because I'm going to tell you something. Whenever Renee gets healed, it is going to be a deluge. It ain't going to be just a little sprinkle that she gets a little wet. I'm telling you, I've prayed enough that there's enough water up in the spiritual atmosphere that I'm scared for the folks on South Skeener. And I got to tell you, we don't pray because we feel like it. We don't pray because it's just the Christian thing to do, or because it's, well, as pastor said, so it's a good idea. We don't pray because of those things. We pray because we have an objective that can only be reached and can only be won, can only be conquered through prayer. We pray because we've seen Elijah do it. He's still on his knees praying. He's got a servant running back and forth, looking out at the sea. He's got a big old pair of binoculars that you put a quarter in, and he's looking. And he can't see anything. He can't see anything. He's still on his knees. Let me just, you know, prayer is serious. And I will tell you this, prayer is hard work. It is hard work. Man, you get in the prayer closet with God and you pray for a while. It's like weed eating for a couple of hours on a slope with an electric weed eater that they made in the 70s. Yeah. It's hard work. Oftentimes, whenever I pray, I sweat. Now, sometimes it's just because the room's hot, but sometimes it's because I'm worked up. Somebody said one time, many Christians pray with such lukewarmness and indifference and uncertainty that they wouldn't even recognize the answer to their prayer whenever it came. Let me read that again. I think it went over our heads. Many Christians pray with such lukewarmness and indifference and uncertainty that they wouldn't even recognize the answer to their prayer whenever it came. You see, Elijah's servant, he's brought back negative report after negative report after negative report, but Elijah just keeps on praying. You know why? Because Elijah, oh man, I'm fixing to get to it. Elijah hears the sound of the abundance of rain. He says, man, go back one more time and look again. Here's another quarter, put it in the binoculars, look again. Spend some more time in the Word. You see, that's it. We got to spend some more time in the Word. I haven't got it. So I'm going back to the Word, and I'm going to look at the Word. I'm going to see what God has promised, and I'm going to hang on to those promises. So on the seventh time, his servant comes back with the report. He said, hey, Elijah, guess what, man? There's this little bitty, bitty, tiny, itty bitty, small cloud out there, the size of a man's hand. In other words, there was this little word that came up to me. A word from the Word, if you would. A rhema word. A rhema word. Think about that just for a minute. A rhema word. A specific word for a specific purpose for a specific time. A lot of times we read the Word of God and it just kind of goes through our heads, goes in one ear, out the other word. But every once in a while we get a hold of the Word of God. Anybody ever been there besides me? I mean, you're reading through the Word of God and all of a sudden this word jumps out at you and it's like one of those octopuses that's got suctions all over its tentacles and it just sucks right onto your head. And I mean, you can't go anywhere without that word. It's just sucked on. Okay, maybe it's not that way for you, but that's the way it feels for me. I can't get away from it all day long. It just churns. I go over it. I sing it. I pray it. I think it, because the Word has become rhema to me. a specific word. And see, if we backed all the way up in 1 Kings chapter 18, we would get an idea of why it is that Elijah wasn't given up. Six times that report came back negative, and he's still on his knees praying. You see, Elijah had a word. He had a word. He had a word from the Word. He had a word from God. Because in the very first verse of 1 Kings 18, this is what it says. Now it happened after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Man, aren't you glad the word of God still comes to us today? Amen? The word of God came to Elijah. Where am I? Okay, here it is. The word of God came to Elijah in the third year saying, go show yourself to Ahab and I will send rain on the face of the earth. So you know what? That little meeting that I started in verse number whatever, 41, that little meeting that was taking place, this is where Elijah was showing himself to Ahab. And he says, you show yourself to Ahab and I'm going to send rain on the face of the earth. All you need is a word, folks. Whatever it is you're going through, whatever your family going through, all you need a word. If you got a word, you can make it through the storm. If you got a word, you can make it through that fiery furnace. You can make it through. You know, I think Daniel went down in that lion's den. I think he slept all night long. I really do. It was just like he take an Ambien or something and it knocked him out. But he didn't. He just had this peace in his heart because he had a word from God that even in the midst of hungry, ferocious lions, that he's going to be all right. You see, if you have a word, you can beat the famine with a meal and a little oil. If you've got a word, you can be a water walker just like Peter. Say, if it's you, Jesus, say, come to me. He said, come on to me. He got a word. So Peter stepped out of the boat and he went. All you need is a word. It was so small that it was like a man's hand. It didn't look like much, but Elijah's faith grabbed onto it. It's just like a man's hand. I mean, if you and I seen a cloud the size of a man's hand wafting across our property, we wouldn't think much of it. Oh, little bitty nothing. Ain't going to get no rain today. But Elijah's faith got onto it. He goes, I told you, I heard the sound of an abundance of rain. I heard it. And that little cloud is all I need. His faith grabbed onto it. There's something about faith that lets you see the greatness of little things. I mean, for heaven's sake, Samson's standing there and he looks down on the ground and there's a jawbone of a donkey and he picked it up and made a lethal weapon for mass destruction to the Philistines. I mean, Jesus seen a meal for a multitude in a little brown paper bag. The victory of an entire nation was in this little handful of smooth stones. This lady in the Old Testament started a thriving oil business from a room full of empty jars. You see, faith can see a king from a simple, smelly little shepherd boy. So the servant saw a little cloud, but Elijah saw river filling. He seen the ground soaking. He seen this drought-busting rainstorm. And I don't care how big the problem may seem to you or I, or how long it's existed. The promises of God come in concentrated form, and one little word from God's going to set us free. It's going to destroy that thing in our lives forever. And that is a place where all of us can say amen. All of us could say a more hearty amen than that, I really believe. Amen. That's what it's about. This word that gets on the inside of us, and no matter how small it might be, it can bust the plans of the devil wide open. Jesus said, all it takes is faith the size of a mustard seed. And he said, you can say to this mountain, jump up, run into the sea, and it will do exactly what you command it to do. Elijah, he said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I feel something shifting, if you would, in the atmosphere. That's what he's saying. And this morning, I believe that there's people in this room that we need to get a hold of this message, because I believe many of us, we haven't been listening as closely as we needed to listen, because many of us in this room have not heard that sound in a very long time. I prophesy this to you. The drought is breaking and the rain is on its way. the drought in your finances, the drought in your health, the drought in your family. I believe that there are people in this room that have been dry for so long that you felt so distanced from the presence of God. Listen to this. You today, sitting right where you're at, you feel so far away from God's presence. You haven't in many, many months felt His presence, His love, His reassurance, His embrace. I just speak to you this morning, that drought is breaking. The wind is blowing and the rain of God's supernatural presence, it is fixing to flood your soul. And I say to you this morning, just open up and let the rain fall on you, because this morning I believe not only myself, but there are others in this room that spiritually you hear the sound of the abundance of rain. You know it's coming. Jared, if you'll come and help me close this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to the Spirit this morning, church. I believe that there are those that are in this room that you have been fighting a very long battle. Listen to me. You've been fighting a very long battle, and you are battle weary. You've been fighting for your family. You've been fighting for your health. You've been fighting for your breakthrough, and I will tell you that the rain is coming. There is healing in this rain. There is breakthrough in this rain. And this morning I pray that you stand up and you receive your breakthrough. Would you stand to your feet this morning in this room? I've got more to preach, but I just really feel like that right now the Spirit of God wants to do something, because I believe in several spirits in this room, there's been a click. And you know exactly what I'm saying. You know exactly what the Spirit's trying to get across to you this morning. You've been in a dry place for a long time. A dry place with family, a dry place with finances, a dry place with your health. This morning, I believe that you, in the spirit realm, you hear exactly what Elijah heard. You hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I believe with all that's in my heart this morning that God wants to send an abundance of rain to the dry, parched, famined area of your life that you're right now asking God about. This morning, you need to begin to say with your mouth, out loud, God, send the rain. Begin to right now, where you're at, confess, God, send the rain. Tell Him that you want the rain. It's time for rain, folks. It's time for rain. It's time for the anointing to be here. The rain is falling. There's yokes that are being destroyed. There's burdens that are being lifted. There's joy that's being restored. Right now in this room, peace is being restored. Health is being restored. You see, Elijah got off his knees and he told Ahab, it's here. The rain is here. Get in your chariot and get rolling. Get off of this mountain before the rain stops you. And this morning, while Elijah was prophesying, the wind began to blow and the clouds began to turn black and the rain came. Elijah heard it in his spirit. He prophesied it with his mouth and then he seen it with his eyes. Right now, all over this room, wherever you're at, just begin to say, Father, I want rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain to my parched ground. Send the rain to my family who's been in drought. Send the rain to my finances that have been in drought. Send the rain to my health that has been in drought. Oh, Holy Spirit, I want rain this morning. I want rain this morning. Oh, God, send the rain this morning. Hallelujah. Send the rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to shift gears this morning. We're not going to ask Him for it. We're going to tell Him. We're going to tell Him that we hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. We hear the sound of the abundance of rain. It's falling on your home. It's falling on your finances. It's falling on your health right now in the name of Jesus. Someone who has been walking and carrying your shoulder has been driving you crazy. Right now in the name of Jesus, take that healing right now. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He is healing you. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Lord, I hear it. It's raining. The clouds are turning black. The wind is blowing. And the rain is falling on my home. Hallelujah. It's falling on my spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For you right now that I prophesied a moment ago about, you've been so far away from God. You've been so distant from Him. You have not felt His presence in so many months. It's right now the rain is falling on you. He is restoring you. He is giving you your joy back because the enemy took it from you. Right now in the name of Jesus, receive that rain. Hallelujah. Let it fall, Holy Spirit. Oh God, let it fall. Hallelujah. Some of you need to be at these altars. They're open. Right now, just begin to make your way because right now there is an abundance, a sound of the abundance of rain falling. You need to just come to this altar and do business with God. You see, get the manifestation right now from what it is you're believing for in your life. Somebody's getting to see the manifestation right now. You're getting happy in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just step out of your chairs and come. Just come and find a place at this altar and just begin to believe God. Just begin to believe God. Because He said, your drought is over. Hallelujah. Your drought is over. Hallelujah. His Word speaks to everything you're going through. If it's your health, if it's your finances, if it's your family, if it's your walk with Jesus, right now His Word speaks to it. And the drought is over in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.